With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He was the Open champ in 2003. He's a Kent Stater just like Andy and me. He's Mr. Ben Curtis. Hello, Ben.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Great to hear from you. And, hey, of course, I knew you were going to play the fight song, but that's awesome. Good to hear from you guys.
Do you guys actually know the words to that thing? Because I don't. Jeff, do you?
Let's go, Kent State.
I have no clue.
Oh, Ben, thank God. I am so. Now. That's the happiest answer I've ever heard.
I don't even know if it has words. Ben, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
The sports world turned upside down yesterday. Let's not. This is bigger than golf. I mean, this is huge with the Saudi fund that backs the LIV Tour coming into partnership with the PGA. Which until yesterday, there were lawsuits, and we all know the deal, and money, and boy, we hate them, and they hate us, and now it's one big group hug. What did you think when you heard that?
I didn't know what to think. I was shocked. I mean, that was, I mean, that's something that you just never hear of. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, you would have thought the world was ending between the two, and now they're best buds and hanging out and drinking some beers together. It's just... It took us totally by surprise. I mean, I saw Kokrak yesterday, and he found out through Twitter, just like the tour players did. So it's just really odd, and how it all came about. But I'm glad they did it, because I think it wasn't good for the sport, right? It was too much drama in between everybody. I mean, I'm sure it got a lot of clicks and everything, but you guys talked about it, I'm sure, in the past, and so it was on the radar, but it's good for the sport, for sure.
If you're on tour and you stayed and turned down the money, like we were talking about Rory McIlroy just now, he was very calm, cool, and collective in the press conference that we just heard from him, but I got to tell you, man, I'd be really, really mad. I'd be really mad.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we were talking about last night, was just like, imagine all those guys that did turn that down. And what did Jack Nicklaus say the other day? Like, those guys aren't part of golf anymore or something like that.
Yeah.
And now they're one together. And it's just, it was tearing the sport apart, and it was sad to see, but hey, I don't fault anybody for what they did. If they turned it down or if they went that way, I get it. It's like, you're trying to make a living for yourself, right? And have your own legacy and your own tournament. And, some guys are just wanting to have fun now, and I get it. It golf's that way. And so I think it's good for the sport that they got together and did this. But, yeah, I couldn't imagine what, Rory's thinking, how many private jets or islands he could have bought with all that money or
that's
whatever.
True.
Or what he could have done with it. It's just crazy to think about, to turn down, $300 million or something crazy like that. It's hard to imagine to have all that money thrown at you.
Ben, I kept thinking yesterday that if I were currently on the tour, because you thought Monahan was like your leader, and then no one knew. Two guys knew that this whole thing was going on over the last 7 weeks. I mean, this is the kind of stuff where players' associations are born, right? Where the guys get together and they're like, "Hey, we got to have some control over what's going on here," and with contracts and now. It looks like this is it said that this is now going to be a for-profit entity. I got to think that there's going to be some sort of players association that collectively bargains for, all the other guys that aren't, making gigantic money. Think that happens?
Well, I mean, I know there's been talk of it for years, even when I first came out, but, the tour did everything. I don't want to bash the tour, but it was kind of like they did everything they could to not.
Sure.
Allow that to happen, right? But now it's like, with the stature of the foundation, I guess it was a foundation in a sense, right? It was a nonprofit,
yeah.
and so that's probably how they got rid of it. But now But I did see, aren't they keeping that status? But is it, I mean, I don't know all the details. Yeah, is there certain events?
Neither do we.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know how it's going to pan out. And I'm sure the guys now are even going to talk about it more. So, I mean, from what I heard, there was a players meeting yesterday. And so, you know, that I'm sure has been discussed. So I'm sure there might be even more lawsuits out of this, you know,
it's possible.
To be frank about it, you know, like some of those guys that stayed might even, you know, maybe even some of the live guys,
yeah.
You know, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting how it pans out. And I think, but everybody's still got to be patient to see what's in the detail, you know, what's in this agreement. And, you know, hopefully it works out for both parties and we can move on and just watch some good golf, you know.
Ben Curtis joining us. And, Ben, you were on tour, what, 16 years total from the time you turned pro until the time you quit playing on the tour? Is that right, 16?
Yes, 15, 16. I'll take the 16.
That sounds good. I like it. You won 4 times on tour. I said a week or two ago, I personally think guys who are on the PGA Tour are the most – elite group of athletes on the planet, because you had to win every year, earn your spot, earn enough money and everything else. I mean, there were no contracts, you know, I mean, you didn't have that safety net. Do you think this leads to something like that where, I mean, the live guys got their money. I wonder, are they going to come in and we kicked this around when we were just chatting off the air amongst ourselves here at the show. Like, is Rory going to get a contract? Are you going to get a salary to play on tour and then a chance to win more? And would that be embraced by players on tour?
Well, I mean, I would sure like to have that, you know, hey, guaranteed $1 million, $2 million, whatever, before the year started. But I think a lot of that was done through our sponsorships, you know, you know, through Titleist or FootJoy or Ping or, you know, your clothing company, whatever,
right,
or other brands, you know, the logos on the shirts and stuff like that. That, you know, that was kind of your salary, and then you had to go out. But the beauty of golf was always like you said, you had to earn it. And then, you know, it's not a judgment, or it's not, well, this guy averaged 20 and this guy averaged 20, but this guy's better than that other guy that averaged 20. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you made this much money, or you won this many times. And it kind of speaks for itself in a way. It's not really stat driven. It's earned in a way, but, and that's what I loved about it. So hopefully they keep that, but I don't see, there's nothing wrong with, you know, Rory getting some money to be the face of the tour and represent the tour. And he's obviously earned it, right, through all his accomplishments, you know. So it's I could see that, but you know, I don't know where it's going, to be honest. I have no clue where this is going to lead and what's going to be about, but I can definitely see something like that happening for sure.
It's kind of strange to me, Ben, because I agree with you. It seems so and all of the guys involved with golf have said this. It seems so divisive, and it seemed only a matter of time before money went out here. So maybe right. The tour thought it had to do something to try and save what it had. And I kind of get that. I wonder about some of the guys who, and we've touched on, who stood up for the PGA right. Tour and didn't take the money and based a lot of it on principle. I wonder how it settles down. And ultimately, you would think it would be good for the sport. I mean, I ultimately do, but there comes the reality of, okay, somebody just basically bought the tour. And that right. might be tough to swallow for a lot of guys.
Well, it's like everything, right? The money has – everybody has their number, right? And I'm sure the tour did. But I want to know, like, how it came about. Like, what changed, right? It was like, we're not even going to negotiate. And, you know, now all of a sudden – you know, we're partners. And it's like, well, what changed? What happened?
Yeah.
Was it something in the lawsuit or was it, I don't know, the DOJ was, you know, in there with the investigating? Was there something to do with that? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, mix words here, but it'd just be interesting to find out, like, what was the big difference? What changed? And, you know, and I get both sides of the argument, you know, from the tour to the guys, you know, on tour to the guys that went to the live, you know, I get both sides, but it's just strange how it just came out of the blue. And, you know, like you said, two guys were doing the negotiations and now here we are. So
Now, Ben, I want to ask you about two concepts the LIV Tour had that, and what you might think about it. One, going to, 54 holes instead of 72. Do you think that would fly for guys that are playing now, PJ?
I don't know. I mean, I think 72 holes is obviously, it's a marathon. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? Whereas, with 54 holes, you got to be out of the gate early. you can get out of it pretty quickly. But I think there is a place for 54 hole tournaments. Now, I don't think any of the big tournaments, like the majors or these $20 million purse events, should be that necessarily. But like when they play the Puerto Rico Open, a smaller event, I don't see an issue with 54 holes and, guys wearing shorts and having a good time. And, golf's a sport too, right? We should have fun. And, and I think a little bit of that was lost. It got so competitive. It's like, hey, it doesn't matter if you finish 120th on the tour, you're still a really, really good player, right? And the best in the world that's ever played this. And I just think, so I think there is a place for it, but now I don't think you're not going to see the Open Championship or the Augusta or any of those going to 54 holes for sure. But sure. I think there are some tournaments that could use that for sure.
And then let me throw the team concept. The team concept when I was watching and I lived to it, I'm like, this is just super goofy. But then if you think about a team concept with maybe a national influence on it, like your team is Team USA or your team is, Team France or whatever, I think that to me, that seems pretty interesting without trying to override, President's Cup or Ryder Cup,
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a lot like NASCAR or not NASCAR, but Formula One, right? It's kind of the concept is like you got Ferrari versus Porsche and, all this. And you kind of have that with these teams, you could have an all Ohio team or an all Northeast, team or something like that. And, so guys are going to gravitate, Kokrak's got a following in Ohio just because he is from here. And now maybe if you had another player on his team from Ohio, it just booms it up even more. So I think it is a neat opportunity and it's different, right? It's any way to get fans involved, right? The traditionalists are going to love the 72 holes, man versus man, right? But then there's going to be this group of young kids that may, like this team format and they, you come up with these cool concepts like they were, trying to do. Like, was it Kokrak's team was like Smash It or something or Smashers, guys that all bomb it, right? Kind of cool to, to see that. But, you go to all these different clubs and you go to these men's games or these, the club championships or the member gap, all these different formats and people love it. So why can't the tour or the, professional golf be that way in a sense too?
Ben, thank you. We always appreciate it. Want to remind people about the Ben Curtis Family Foundation golf outing at Hudson Country Club August 4th, correct?
Yeah, August 4th, Friday, August 4th. We got almost the full field, so we do have some spots available. We do have some sponsorships available as well. Help us, alleviate childhood hunger. We're down in 12 school districts throughout Northeast Ohio. So, we're slowly growing, making a big impact, and it's only getting worse today. So,
all right. Thank you, Ben. We appreciate it. Always happy to help out the cause. Make sure you're checking out the Ben Curtis Family Foundation. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon.
All right. See you. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.